a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
All right, so a doco that dropped on Netflix. Look, it could be up to 2 weeks ago or so, yeah. But I just watched it last week. It's called American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson. Obviously, that name, you know what crime it's going to be about. And here is a little bit of the trailer.
Right here?
Right now.
Okay, hang on.
You told him to have it ready.
It's okay.
This is AC. I have OJ in the car. I'm coming up the freeway.
They are certain that OJ is in the passenger seat.
Mr. Simpson is a wanted murder suspect.
OJ Simpson.
OJ is in custody.
This was a trial involving the most famous celebrity charged with murder. There was more evidence than I had ever seen in my life.
A lot of witnesses didn't testify.
I recognized his voice.
I witnessed him discarding the murder weapon.
I've seen a lot of the evidence ignored.
Nobody could anticipate what would happen next.
Now, you might think, okay, well, I know this case. Everybody does. It happened in 1994. It was a cultural phenomenon, really. And it was the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Mm. But I had an image in my mind of kind of what happened before I watched this. And no, if you know anything about this case, it is actually a very well put together documentary, 4 episodes. Some of the episodes are around an hour, some an hour and a half, but it really goes into before what was happening in the current climate in America prior to OJ doing this and being arrested and how that affected the trial. Of course, the riots,
the
LA riots.
I was going to say, LA riots, were they before Rodney OJ or
just
after?
Just before, right?
They were around the same time.
Yeah, so there was that was kind of happening in America at that stage. And also, OJ Simpson, I don't think a lot of us would know because 94, I mean, we were quite young, he was the biggest thing in entertainment, in football. He was massive.
Huge
and
deal.
This was just crazy. I know you've watched it, Lingy. What are your thoughts on it?
No, I'm with you all the way on this. I thought I knew the OJ Simpson. I've watched all the other, you know, the one starring, I think, John Travolta was in one for a little bit. They made that docu-movie sort of thing.
Yeah, Ross from Friends was in it.
Enjoyed it all, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, so I know the story. I watched this documentary, and I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know so much of it.
I know.
I got angry.
Yeah, me too.
The amount of what seemed to me, just a layperson, obvious evidence and witnesses that were not presented at the trial for who knows what reason. I'm like, the blood stuff and the blood trail and this was at the home and it was never, and it kept saying at the bottom, this was never presented at trial. And then next thing, guess what? This was never presented at trial. I'm like, why?
Exactly. Why? Also the whole, if it doesn't fit, you can't convict, you know? So it's like a whole bunch of stuff that we would know. And you watch this and you're like, oh, I know, that's where that saying is from or that's where that quote's from, right? But I really suggest that you watch it. I think this is one of the best documentaries I've seen in a really long time. Mm. And at the end of it, me personally, 100% he did it. Glad he's gone, you know what I mean? Like, But it is a very interesting podcast to get the inner workings and sort of take you back to that 1994 era to get, you know, sort of the scene of what was happening in LA at that stage. So I'm giving it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Wow,
yeah,
that good.
Closure rating, obviously, you know, we know what happened with the trial, but I mean, it's...
The closure rating is it only makes you angrier that he got off.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly, Lingy.
Okay.
So you can watch it on Netflix now.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
For the final time,
it's
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Okay, we all know AJ is here from the newsroom to be our quiz master. Can we just get a recap on sort of what happened last year?
No, that's gone. We don't have time. We don't have time.
Thank you for the heads up. It was a close battle in Lyrical Headlines throughout 2024, but Tom took the title on 20 points. Log was on 17, and myself, I was close on 6.
Well, today is your day to...
Yes, imagine.
For redemption, imagine. Because we forgot to tell AJ we weren't doing it anymore. He made it, so... AJ, thank you so much. What is the theme today?
I'm going to ask you questions, quite literally. All my songs have questions in them.
Oh, nice.
Okay. My brain is already cooking. Let's do it.
Okay. Here's
what
you're going to do.
Your brain is cooked.
You're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
I just realised when we play new games, I'm going to have to come up with new spiels.
Oh, you are.
To explain the games.
To watch for us.
Watch my brain just melt in real time. Okay, here we go. Lyrical Headlines, a question edition. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Oh. Where were you while we were getting high? Lingy.
It's Oasis.
Yep.
Champagne Supernova.
Yes.
Great start, AJ. Great tune.
All right, very
best
good.
Best Oasis song.
One poor, that's an outrageous call. All right, question number two. It's the question edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I forgot to start speaking there.
Yeah.
Waiting for it. Like a cat in heat, stuck in a moving car, a scary conversation, shut my eyes, can't find the brake. What if they say that you're a climber? Naturally, I'm worried if I do it alone. Who really cares? Because it's your life. You never know. It could be great. Take a chance because you might grow. What you waiting? What you waiting? What you Loggy. Waiting? Loggy.
It's Gwen Stefani. What you waiting for?
Ah. Terrence too.
Yeah, I couldn't just couldn't put my finger on the artist.
Oh yeah.
The artiste.
Yeah.
All right, 1 point each. Should I sit this out? No, I can bring it to a tiebreaker. Okay, here we go. It's the question and the final edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I can't sleep tonight. Everybody's saying that everything's all right. Still, I can't close
my loggy.
For the win.
Oh, no, shut up, Cameron. I'm trying to
For
listen.
For the win.
Yes, can
the
you get
final
it?
Win.
What can you come up with?
It's
I can start counting
the train.
Think.
Why does it always rain on me?
Oh, unlucky.
Yeah,
we get to hear more
lyrics.
What
happened then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. People were almost talking at me.
Still, I can't close my eyes. I'm seeing a tunnel at the end of all these lights. Sunny days, where have you gone? I get the strangest feeling you belong. Why does it always rain on me,
Tom? Okay, so it's Travis. Why does it always rain on me?
Travis. Why does it always rain on me?
I almost feel bad for you.
I know. Me too. But how good to end on a tie,
I know, right? For the final time.
For the 2025
headlines.
Title.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Tiebreaker.
All right, let's do this. Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update.
You're emotional, AJ.
Right. Oh, I lost my point on the page.
Okay. Do you want me to start it again?
Yeah, go on. Hang on.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Question number four, tiebreaker.
It's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I took her out. It was a Friday Loggy. Night. Loggy.
It is Blink-182.
Don't stuff this one up.
You're out.
No.
No, you're not.
What's Come my on. Age again? And it's the best win ever because...
Good get.
Tom.
Because you got him on a Blink-182
song.
Yeah. Definitely does not taste good.
Mark
Actually,
forever.
tastes awful. all right, well done, mates. Your final win for Lyrical Headlines. Thank you for all your
forever
efforts,
champion.
AJ.
Yes.
Thank you,
wouldn't go
AJ.
That far. Wouldn't go that far, guys. Let's not get carried away. There's a new game next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You just ducked out while the news was on. Lingy and I had a chat. Turns out we've both been thinking the same thing, right? All week, essentially.
We have. You're more on board with what we need to do.
Well, I'm an ideas man. Yeah. I'm a man of action. So that's why. And also, I press the buttons. He can't stop things, whereas I can stop things.
Okay.
Right?
This isn't trending. This is an intervention.
What? I feel... Okay, yeah. Go on. Give it to me. What? Is it my underarm? It's not, I try my best. It doesn't smell.
It's all right. No, it's fine.
No more than usual. No.
Okay.
But it is sort of related. So, you know.
Related to my underarm?
No, we're so, yeah, in terms of really long hair. So you obviously have dislocated your shoulder. You're in a sling. And,
yeah.
And you're doing your best, right? And so you've been coming in all this week and... You know, we often, you know, even when you have fully working shoulders, give you crap about looking like you've walked through a bush backwards to get to work.
I knew it, yeah.
But Lingy and I have noticed that your hair has been particularly...
it's roaming free.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do it.
Particularly...
I have one arm.
I mean, you look like the girl from The Ring, right? But then... Sort of this week it's been if the girl from The Ring let herself go.
Oh my god. Yeah. That is so offensive. Yes.
So
I'm so sorry. I have one arm.
So here's what I want to do for you.
Do you want to pay for me to go somewhere?
No. Lingy, I don't know how much you want to get involved with this, but I obviously do Indy and Goldie's hair. They're my daughters.
Yeah.
And I love them very much.
Yeah.
I also love you a bit, so I'm willing to do
honey.
Your hair for you as well.
Are you going to braid it for me?
I will braid your hair.
Oh, yes. Actually, hang on.
Yeah, but his idea was he braids half, I braid half. And we see who does it better.
Oh, you've always got to be so competitive, don't you?
But
so
I just want it on the record. I'm not up for that. But if it's necessary to tame the wild thing that's starting to grow through this studio that is your hair, I will be involved.
What have you got in your hand?
Rubber bands. It's a bag of rubber bands.
Oh.
Rubber bands. You do not do your daughter's hair with rubber bands.
Absolutely not. Because
why have you brought in rubber bands?
That's all we've got. We just came up with the idea now. We didn't have hair ties lying around.
Have you seen my head? Of course I don't have hair ties.
Maybe. Rubber bands?
They're bigger rubber bands than I thought you were going to get Tommy.
They are quite thick, boys, but that'll work with your hair, mate.
Oh, my God.
That's the sort of thing you put around like a wad of cash or something.
Yeah, or a bundle of sticks.
Or a big wog head, is that what you're saying?
No. Even I think the rubber band should be a little finer than that.
That's all we've got, mate. Okay. It's all that was in the stationery cupboard.
So you're going to...
Yeah.
I'm not totally up for this, Tom.
Well,
you know,
okay.
It involves touching her hair.
Yeah, I know it does.
Oh, no,
so
now
let's
I
just get her over.
For my scalp.
Let me. No, it's fine.
Don't worry about
your scalp, mate. Yeah. You've got so much more to worry about than your scalp.
No, I don't.
That's the least of your worries.
We can already see it on your shoulders. So.
Don't. No, seriously. All right. I don't know if I can do this because I'm so sad. You know that I'm scared.
Okay. Wait. When was the last time you washed your hair? Because
Monday.
Okay.
Monday morning.
Thursday.
Yeah, of course. I can't wash. Once again, I have one arm.
I know, right?
You keep claiming that.
Do you want us to wash it for you? Do you want us to wash it for you as well?
No, I'm not doing that.
It's going to have to be wet if you want to braid it.
There's a fire hose in the basement.
So you want me to dunk my head?
I got one question. Do you bring a brush in your purse or anything? Like, have you got a brush we could do?
No, I don't have a brush. Do you have a brush?
Of course I don't have a brush.
Mate, have you got fingers?
Yeah.
You got four fingers. You got yourself a brush.
All right, play a song. We'll work something out.
Okay, well thought out plan, guys. Well thought out plan.
Mate, how hard can it be to be a hairdresser?
It's about as hard as it is to talk.
Say words.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Yesterday, what you said was heard around the world.
No, it wasn't.
It was, and even Chris replayed it in his show yesterday, so I'm surprised that more listeners didn't get involved with that. We were just having a bit of a chat. We're having a bit of a chat about Great Northern because they've gone woke.
There was a backlash.
There was a bit of backlash, and Tom was the one that had many things to say.
Of course, because you know me and certain sort of beers that are like maybe not my cup of tea.
Exactly, and this is what he said yesterday.
So they've copped a little bit of a backlash, and there's a bit of a boycott going on of Great Northern's because people have finally tasted it.
No.
They finally tried a different beer and went, oh, God, this is what it could be.
No. You've got so much hate in your heart.
Didn't you get your old co-host to call and pretend he was from Carlton United?
Yes. And told you to stop talking sass about it.
Yeah, about Great Northern.
Well, sometimes art becomes life. Because yesterday you were saying that the CEO of CUB had left over this.
Yeah, well, so that's what it sort of was, that's the way it was written anyway. What I was reading made it seem.
That's the way sensationalist headline was written.
Yeah, he doesn't read the fine print or any print.
I never ad lib. I only present the facts.
Okay, so why did I get an email yesterday saying, hi team, my name's Reed Sexton and I work in internal communications at Asahi Beverages, of which CUB is part.
I definitely wasn't going to say his name, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry. And he just said, I just heard your brief chat from earlier about departing CUB CEO Danny.
Yeah. You're going to have a go at his surname?
Saloni.
Danny Saloni, CEO.
Just for clarity, he decided to leave the business late last year following our decision to reorganise Asahi's Australian and New Zealand business, which was announced by media release on Monday.
Right, yeah.
This was well before the Outdoors for a Cause National Parks donation campaign, which we terminated last week. And if there's any chance you could clarify that to your audience, well, he'd be extremely grateful.
Here's your opportunity, Tom.
The floor is yours, Tom.
Well, you just did it.
Dealing facts.
The floor is yours. You know what we want. You know what we all need.
So Danny.
No, you started Rails.
Sorry for not having all the info.
No.
Oh, there we go.
I did.
Sorry for not doing your research.
Sorry. No, I thought he was putting the blame on the victim. Sorry for not having all the info because it wasn't provided to me. Is that where you're going?
Sorry for not having all the info and going with the story anyway.
Because I didn't read beyond the first line.
I read at least half of that article in bits.
And how do you feel that they know
40%
what you've called Great Northern?
I know. Isn't that the thing? Like,
is that so embarrassing for you?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
I hope they take the feedback on board. Do something about it.
Oh, God.
They also know that you love it. What they should know, if they're listening right now, is that when you order one and I go and get you a beer from the bar, I like to get them to pour the Great Northern into a little martini glass.
You do.
Put a little umbrella on there for you.
You're deflecting away from the fact that you still haven't said, sorry, I got the facts wrong.
Media, what you're going to get on this, mate, and then it's going to be all over.
Sorry, I got the facts wrong.
Toss, that was so about genuine. What? So genuine.
About why CUB CEO Danny Saloni left the business. It wasn't about the campaign Outdoors for a Cause. It was definitely because he finally tried the beer. And he was like, I cannot do it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.